I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. How much do you know about where you come from? Researching your family history has fallen into and out of fashion over the years. These days, you can send your DNA to a company, and they'll send back all kinds of details about the regions and people groups in your tree of ancestors. Even if you haven't done all of that, you probably know some stories. The story your father and mother tell in a slightly different way about something hilarious that happened before you were born. Stories from your grandmother or your uncle that paint a picture of the family to which you belong. One of the important things we find in stories is belonging, identity. Where you come from doesn't have to determine your identity, but it certainly plays a part. Whether you love the things your father loved or reject them for the opposite things, the stories of your ancestors probably have some kind of impact. When you become a Christian, you become part of a story that's been unfolding for thousands of years. The things our faith ancestors did 20, 50, 100 years ago helped form the churches and structures we occupy today. And just like us, those ancestors looked to the past. They looked to the Bible, an ancient, living text, and also to the ways previous generations interpreted the Bible. And this has been going on for centuries. There is a rich tapestry of history. Some of that becomes what we might call tradition, but all of it is the story. And it is a story that is continuing to be written right now through you and me. It's something we are a part of. Connection to the past was a big part of Paul's message when he spoke in synagogues and other places about the kingdom of God. He told the story to Jews and also to Gentiles. He invited his fellow Jews to look into their past and see the signs that pointed to Jesus. And he encouraged the Gentiles with the same stories, urging them to see themselves in the history God had been weaving through the nation of Israel since the beginning. In Acts chapter 13, verse 16, Paul says, "Men of Israel and you God-fearing Gentiles, listen to me." He is speaking in a synagogue where mostly Jewish and some Gentile people of faith were worshiping. He tells the story briefly of the flight from Egypt, King Saul and King David. Then in verse 23, he says, "And it is one of King David's descendants, Jesus, who is God's promised Savior of Israel." Paul is tying the Savior, Jesus, to the story of Israel, relating him to probably their most famous king. He draws out this detail so that his audience will understand the kingship of Jesus, but more than that, the kind of king he was. One after God's own heart, perfectly obedient to the will of God. Listen to what Paul says in verse 26. "Brothers, you sons of Abraham, and also you, God-fearing Gentiles, this message of salvation has been sent to us." This story is our story. This message has been sent to us. Becoming a Christian is about more than assent to certain propositions about Jesus. It's also more than adhering to a set of traditions. When we choose to follow Christ, we choose to become part of the story. We take ownership of it. Not in a possessive way, as if it belongs to us, but in a way that recognizes we belong to it. The story is ours. The story of God at work in Israel and through Jesus and the early church is still being written in you and in me. Take a moment and recognize that God is at work in you to accomplish his will on earth. How will you surrender to the author of this story today? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.